Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association GOSPA says it's put on hold its planned industrial action, which should have taken effect from yesterday, October 20. This follows ongoing negotiations between the association, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, and the National Labour Commission. The association expressed faith in the negotiation process to resolve their grievances. A statement signed by the national chairman of GOSPA, Stephen Okoko-Okwe, pleaded with the members to remain resolute and vigilant, but exercise restraint and continue to render optimal pharmaceutical care. The statement, however, urges the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the National Labour Commission and other stakeholders to ensure a speedy, fair and transparent resolution of all issues raised by the association.
We had a meeting with the National Labour Commission, and the Labour Commission instructed us to go and resolve the issues that we brought about to the Fair Wages and Salary Commission. And we have been having a series of meetings to resolve the issues. We have a couple of meetings, and this is ongoing. We have not actually reached a stalemate when they want to say that, well, this is the end of the road. And for that matter, we decided to temporarily withhold the all-suspend industrial action. Bear in mind the consequences of our action. You know, pharmacy profession, we have never actually withdrew our services all throughout. And we know the consequences to our clients and our patients, in the sense that at the moment, our colleague doctors have withdrawn their services. So we have decided to, in the course of making our patients a little bit comfortable, to suspend the service. That doesn't mean that we will not take any action immediately with our members agitated.
So if you say temporarily, how many days, weeks, months are you expecting negotiations to end?
If we say that temporarily, that means that in the next time, we are not going to give our intent to withdraw our services. It will just be abruptly.
Can you educate us on what are some of your grievances?
The grievances have been basically the placement of the pharmacist on the single salary structure, and then the low premium that was given to pharmacists. And our people have not been very happy at all. As we speak now, we are the people who have been disadvantaged among the professional group. But yet still, our people have arisen and they have decided to be at their post and provide service.
National Chairman of Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association, Stephen Okoko-Okwe. The Coalition of NGOs in Health has filed an application at the Accra High Court to compel striking doctors to call off the strike. The coalition says the strike by the doctors is illegal. However, counsel for the Ghana Medical Association, Nene Amegache, told the court that the application filed by the group is improper. Beatrice Opong has filed this report.
According to Nene Amegache, the NGOs do not have the capacity to sue the doctors. He said it is only the National Labour Commission, NLA, which has been vested with the power to take legal action against the doctors. Nene Amegache said the group can, however, advise the NLA on what measures to take. He mentioned that the NLC is negotiating with the doctors to resolve the issue and pray the court to dismiss the application. Lawyer for the NGOs, Neodate Mills, told the court that even if the application is improper, it still addresses substantive issues. He said the coalition filed the suit as concerned individuals who are being affected by the strike and urged the court to hear the case. The court adjourned to the 25th of this month for ruling.
Beatrice Opong filed that report.